Okay, so we're going to start again on Chavam Ravu, Amar Avashi, which is about halfway down the Amar. It's a short Amar, so it should be easy to find. Amar Avashi. Hada Amar Mufarashim Lahi. We were machaling between Stumim and Mufarashim. Stumim, we said, is money that was not designated for any carbon, just for the guys in the Ziris, and that is the owner guide, it goes on Java. The Dagon of Earth was Allah Lamash Mishinai. The Shlok has said we learned it. However, Mufarashim, he said, the Mechatos goes to Yalla Malach, and Ayla comes for Ayla, and Shlomim comes for Shlomim. Different than a regular Shlomim, it's only the Chavim, the Yemechad. That's what we said. Dr. Vashi, Chav the Amit Mufarashim Lahi. That which we said Mufarashim is not considered Suma, and the money does not go for the Dabba, right? Don't think that Mufarashim means that he has to really designate this part of the money for Chatos, this part of the money for Ayla, and this part of the money for Shlomo. He looked at all the money and he said, this money will be for all three Karbanas, right? So he spoke out in Karbanas, but he did not designate a specific amount of money for each one, harehen kimufarashim. So we treat it like money of a chatas and money of an oiler got mixed in. That we say yelchul yam hamelach. We say that it goes to the yam hamelach because the money of the chatas has to go to yam hamelach. Now I just want to point out again. Let me repeat what I just said so everybody should understand it. That when you have money of a chatas shemesu balah and money of an oiler mixed in, you have to go to the yam hamelach. Unlike if you had a regular chatas and a regular oila mixed in, you can redeem the money for other money. This cannot be redeemed for other money because the Dmei chatas is a chatas shemesu balaha, and it can't be redeemed. It has to go to Yam HaMelech. So therefore, the mixture, the whole mixture goes to Yam HaMelech because in this mixture is chatas, oila, and shlum, and it's not a kind of money that you can redeem because it's considered a chatas that the owner died. That has to go to Yam HaMelech. And therefore, it's non-redeemable. So you have a mixture of non-redeemable chatas mixed in with Ayla and Shlomim. A non-redeemable chatas mixed in with Ayla and Shlomim, the halacha is the whole money goes to Yam HaMelech. That's what Rav Ashi is saying. Ikadiyapi, others say, Amar Rav Ashi, even a bigger chiddush. Loi tei madama eilu l'chatasi b'ilasi b'shlomim. It's not that he even said all this money is for my three kavanas. And Afilu Amar Elu L'Chayvasi Harehen Kimufarashim. Why? He said these are for my obligation. Now, since he said these are for my obligation, obligation means chatas more than anything else. Because even though he's obligated in all three kavanas as a nazir, the chatas is only come when he's obligated. The other two can be brought even if it's not obligated. So the word chayvasi, in the word chayvasi, we hear chatas more than the other two. So according to this Ikka the Amir, Rav Ashi is saying a huge finish that when he says the chayvasi, didn't mention chatas by name, or Ayla by name, or Shlomim by name. But he said the word chayva, we hear chatas, and once we hear chatas, it's a chatas shemeshu balaha, and it all goes to the Yam HaMelech. It's considered as if he designated part for chatos, and therefore it all goes to the Yam HaMelech. This is a big chiddush, because he's really obligated in all three, and he's using the word from the obligation. An obligation can mean all three, but we say the word chayvasi indicates more chatos than the other two. The chiddush, but that's why the Rush explains this tomorrow. Let us do the Rush inside. Dr. Rush. I think the Rush begins El Afilu Amar. Either the last or second to the last Rush on the page, depending which print you have, because here I'm using a different print than I usually use. So to me, it's the last Rush. But yesterday, if I remember correctly, it was two Rushes there, so I don't know. Ella.
That's right.
El Afilu Amar. Elu L'chatasi L'Elati L'Shlami. The Farasha name, even the history of Shem Karpet, he mentioned the name of the Karpet. The Leg Miri Stumim Yipu Binadava, Ella the Stumi the Gamri. Kigan, according to the first Lashon, According to the first lesson, chizvasi means all three, but he doesn't say all three, just like saying for my carbonate, for my carbonate. Right. This is the second lesson now. Even if he says lechavasi, the only time it's sumim, he says these are for my karbanos, without mentioning any carbon by name, nor by even saying the word lechavasi. Ab lechavasi yesh b'masma. Chavasi means chatos. The ena bokim chayva, because all the three, that's the one that usually comes as a chayva. So therefore, it means that more than the other two, even though the other two are now obligations. And it's a very difficult svara because I have a hard time understanding it. But that's what Rav Ashi is saying in the Ikka d'Amri. The chayvasi implies chatos more than the other two. Now, if he were alive, he could go split it up now. He's not bound to use the whole money for chatos because the other two are also obligations. But if he dies, we view the fact that he said chayvasi as if he specified part should be for chatas. And by specifying part for chatas, it's a chatas shemesu bala money that mixed into other money which goes to Yam HaMelech. Yes.
So, but there is a minimum amount that a shlama menorah has to cost. I mean, so can he deduct at least the minimum amount from the money to cover the other carbonos? Given like a minimum daily requirement?
Let me explain. Again, I'll try to explain to the best of my ability. It's all you say. If you don't understand it 100%, it's hard to explain. But I will try to explain what the Rashi is saying. Meaning like this. Let's say the guy would have said, this money is for my chatas, right? And the rest of the money is for Eilat Shlom, right? And then he would die. So the money is mixed. Money of chatas shemesh v'alah is mixed with the other two. And the chatas money had been designated. He had said, this much should be for my chatas. So then the halacha is we throw all the money out. Because chatas shemesu balaha cannot be ever used for anything. Money has to go to the Yam HaMelech. The other money that's mixed in can't be separated because you don't know what part is what. Therefore, even though you could theoretically, had he been alive, he could go and buy three animals and say the money I said is for chatas goes on this animal. But once he died, that's not doable anymore. And therefore, the whole money gets thrown out. Now, but the second money I might say is a bigger finish. That he said chivasi is like saying part is for chatas specifically. It's considered mefurish. Let me explain. But a guy said these are for my kabbalas. He also meant all three kabbalas, but he never specified. So it's called stumim. And by stumim, halacha lebaisi mishina according to a great chazan, and the pasuk according to a shlachis told us, a special halacha that it goes to the dava. But it has to be totally stumim. What this is saying, by saying the word chivaisai, which indicates chatas more than the other two, it's a mixture now of chatas money and other money specified, because chivaisai was a specification of chatas, and therefore specified money goes to the Yam HaMelech. Hope I'm explaining myself as well.
Has to be the case where he died. It has to be the case where he died, but otherwise you just ask him.
When he's alive, there's nothing wrong in saying this money is my chatas, I live in Shlomo. And he takes part of the money and buys one animal, and part of the money and buys another animal, and part of the money and buys a third animal. Because he never put any money for what. He just specified, in this money is going to be money for three animals. So it allows him to...
That's still stumim.
When a person doesn't die, he's alive and well, stumim and mufarasha make no difference. He has money. Mm-hmm. He buys three animals. I don't care whether he said this money is for my chakras, I'm going to slum him. Where he said this money is for my kibbutz. It's his money. He made it to buy three animals. He can buy three animals. He brings the animal and he says, the chatas money in this mixture should go for this animal. The ayla money in this mixture should go for this animal. The shlama money in this mixture should go for that animal. There's nothing wrong. Because the chatas money is usable. But if he dies, that chatas money has to go to Yam HaMelech. By dying, he makes the chatas money not usable. It's a big difference when he's alive or dead. When he's alive, he can use chatas money. It doesn't go to Yam HaMelech. It goes to buy a carbon. So stumim u'mefarashim is only different when the guy dies. When the guy is alive, it makes no difference. Am I explaining myself?
Yes.
So the chiddush of this Ikkud d'Amri is that by saying Chavisai, it's like he's pointed and said specifically the word chatas. And if he said the word chatas, now there's money in here that can't be used. And therefore, the whole thing has to go to Yam HaMelech. Whereas he just said the Karbonais, he never said anything that indicates chatas, they're not welcome to my Shemitinai takes over, then it becomes Nedavah. Because without our welcome to my Shemitinai, I would have said if a guy designated for his kabbalas, it all goes to Yam HaMelech. There's chatas money in here, and the guy died. Comes along the welcome to my Shemitinai or the Pasuk, and says, no, Stumim doesn't go to Yam HaMelech. Stumim goes to Nedavah. But it's only Stumim. Now, where is called Stumim and what is called Mefarashim? So in the first question, Ravashi says, Stumim is when the word Chatas, Oil, and Shlomim weren't mentioned. He either said this is for my Karbanis or this is my obligation. Therefore, it's Stumim because he didn't mention any name of any Karban. He mentioned the three Karbanis, but he didn't say it. That makes it Stumim. If he said, this is for my chatas, oil, and shlomim, he mentioned the word chatas. The halacha of a ma'aseh mishinai does not kick in. There's money here that a chatas, that owner died, and therefore goes to Yam HaMelech. The second version is taking it a step further. Even if he didn't mention the word chatas, oil, and shlomim, he just said the word chavos died. That itself is as if he mentioned the word chatas. Now, if he's alive, it's not a problem. Use some of the money for chatas, some of the money for ivor, some of the money for plumbing. You can transfer the money to an animal. However, when he dies, there's chatas money missed in here that was specified. The name chatas was specified. Because chavosai means chatas more than the other two. Means the other two also, but it's like he said the word chatas. I don't understand it, but that's what the Ravashi is saying in the Ikkud d'Amri. Yes.
Just to clarify the end point of this, let's say that someone, while they were alive, said, I've got 100 shekels, 50 of which is for the chatas, the other 50 is for the other two karbanas.
Right.
And then he said, were you able to separate? Then he dies. Are you able to separate out the 50, or is there still something incumbent upon, is the whole pile still considered not to be separated?
It's not separable.
Thank you.
Whatever the word chatas was explicit, like miri, that I'm ochel l'mayt mishinai does not kick in. Amar Rabba. Now Rabba explains himself. I don't think Rabba is the big of a chiddush, but Rabba explains himself. Chad amra ma estumim gitlu l'ndava im nafla d'mei chatas mi b'neyem harehen kim ufurashim. That which we say, d'mei chatas falls to l'ndava, is only if there is a mixture of stumim, meaning it's stumim, and nothing was designated, but in this money lie three kravas, chatas, ayla, and shlomim. What happened? We took some of the money and said this is for chatas, and the other two were left undesignated. So now he has $50 set aside for chatas, and $50 that he didn't designate, but in that $50 is going to be some oila and some shlomim. And then the guy dies. What happens So the $50 of Chatas goes to the Yam HaMelech. What happens to the $50 of Eilu Shlomim? Does that go to the Dava because it's undesignated money? Or we say no. The Rabbi says no. The whole halach of the Maishim Sinai is only said if there's Chatas money in this mixture, meaning undesignated Chatas money. But if Chatas was separated, there's only undesignated Eilu Shlomim money. So we take some for Eilu and some for Shlomim.
So Rav is arguing on what we just said about from Ravashi?
No, he's not. He's just saying it was separated. It was moved out of the mixture. You took the Chatas money and moved it out of the mixture. You had $100. You took 50 and said, this is going to be my Chatas. And there's another 50 you left for the rest of the Kavanas. Undesignated. For two Kavanas. I learned from them. And then the guy died.
Why does he have to? Why has to leave that undesignated? What? And
then he didn't have to. No, again, it didn't have to. This is what happened. We're dealing with the reality, not what he should do. This is what happened. He separated the Chatas money, and the other two he left unseparated, and then he died. He wasn't planning on dying. He happened to die.
So we're calling this stumen?
Well, part of it is stumen, is it?
Yes. Only the ola and the shlomen stuff side of it.
No, halacha l'maisa mitzinai, that's what Rabbi said. Halacha l'maisa mitzinai depends on chatas in the mix. Not for purashim, but money designated for three korbanas stumen. Not for eilu shlomen only stumen.
So when it says that the money for the chatas was separated, just like, you mean it virtually separated? It wasn't really separate. It was virtually separated.
It's, that's the difference. He mentioned the word chatas, or he actually physically separated the money.
So the Gemara says is that in that case, that is mufarash. What is mufarash? Just the half or all of it?
No, he separated physically the chatas money.
Or virtually.
No, virtually wouldn't work here. No, virtually would
just separate.
Virtually would have to do the whole.
Mm-hmm. So I guess isn't that obviously separate physically? Obviously, then Harahin Mufrash is it referring to the Chatas or the whole or the rest of it?
Again, the story is he took $50 of the $100 and said, "This is going to be my Chatas money." Before we had a chance to designate, I'm sorry?
So that's clearly Mufarash.
Yes. But the island Shlomim, again, but the island Shlomim are not Mufarash.
Okay.
What happens to the money for the island Shlomim?
They get the din of what?
Well, that's exactly what Rav is saying. There's no halakha l'maisa mitzinai. And there's no patrik. And therefore, it's half Eilu, half Shlomim. It doesn't go to the Dava. This halacha l'maisa mitzinai of the Dava is only if Chatas is a player here. Since he separated physically the Chatas money, Chatas is not a player. And since Chatas is not a player, there's no halacha l'maisa mitzinai.
When would it ever go to the Dava? There was no reason. Even after he dies, it goes to Yam HaMelech.
Again, what happens by Ma'as Tumim? What happens by Ma'as Tumim?
The Dava.
What is Ma'as Tumim? He set aside $100 and said, this is for my Kabbalah. And then he died. What happens to the $100?
They go to different places.
They know. They go to the Dava. He died.
Right. I mean,
this is the halacha l'maisa mitzinai called Sumim. Sumim means undesignated money goes to the Dava.
Okay.
Now, what was in that undesignated money? Undesignated kurbanos. Undesignated. But when he said for my kurbanos, he meant it's going to be for all three kurbanos. But then he died. Came along the local Levitical Sinai and said, take that whole money and put it in Lindava.
Even though there's chatas there.
Yeah.
What?
The Kiddush is that there's chatas money in there.
But it wasn't designated.
Wasn't designated, okay. And what makes something a mufurashim?
Well, Ravashi told me, by saying this is for my chatas, I am in Shlomim, that makes it mufurashim.
But I'm stuck on Rava, what Rava say. Rava say, once you specify it and you actually separate the physical hatas, it has to tell you that the it's mufurish, the obvious mufurish, you just separated it.
Why are the other two mufurish? Did you know how much is right with
Shlomim in it? So it's going on the other ones too. Fine, okay, fine.
Rava is saying, I think we're missing the point here. What Rav is saying is that if you have undesignated Eilu and Shlomim money, there's no halakha l'maisa b'shina. If there's no...
What? What happens to the money? It does not go to Nedava. What happens to it?
Okay, so we'll find out in a minute. But let's first hear what he said. Amar Rav, Kaga Amran, Ma'asumim, Yiplum Nedava, if the money of Chatas had been taken out, now there's only a mixture of Eilu and Shlomim undesignated, Hara Ein Kimu Farashim. The Krashi, the Rash, the Amar Rava, Im Nafla Dvei Chatas Veneyem, Gansho Amar Eilu L'Chatasi. He said, this is from my Chatas, but he left the rest undesignated. Vashar, Vashar is the right side. Let's read the Braisa. Tanya Kavasa the Rava. Eilu L'chatasu. He separates and he says, this $50 is my chatas. Vashar and the other $50, Vashar is the right side. It's my rest of Kavasas. Undesignated. The May Chatas Yechul Yamamelech. The money of the chatas gets thrown into the Yamamelech. Vashar, Yavi Chetzel Oila, the Chetzel Islamim. Half goes to Ayla and half goes to Shlomim. And Mayelin, okay, we'll leave the Mayelin alone for a second. Yeah, so that's what he does. There's no Nedava. The halacha l'maaseh mishinah doesn't apply. It was only said if it was undesignated money that included some money for a chatas, but it was undesignated. Whereas once it's designated the chatas part, then the other two, there's no halacha l'maaseh mishinah. You bring it as an Eilu.
They're considered stumim, the other two, then.
And what happens to them?
Well, they go to the Davis. Stumim go to the Davis.
Not because. The halacha of the Ma'aseh Mishinah, I wasn't said stumim when Eilu and Shlomim. That's exactly what Rabbi said. This halacha of the Ma'aseh Mishinah, that stumim goes to the Davis, requires that there be a chatas in the mix. If there's no chatas in the mix of the sumim, there's no halacha l'maaseh mishinah. What would you have said without halacha l'maaseh mishinah if a guy puts money aside for an eilu and shlomim and then he dies? What do we do with the money? There's no halacha l'maaseh mishinah. So there, half goes to one and half goes to the other.
So Rebbe,
are you following?
Moshe, they're brought after Misa, but just
yes. Not after Misa, correct?
They don't need smicha.
Not Ma'akel.
Shalom has bread
and the.
So you're saying even though they're undesignated, it still doesn't go to the Davis because you don't have. Halach Moshe Mishinah does not apply.
You don't have, I didn't hear what you said, but you don't have chatas in the mix.
Right, because you separate. So the rest two, even though they're undesignated, and you think they're stumim, you think they would go to the Davis, but they don't.
Exactly. That's what the Brides are saying. Now,
what
you haven't decided. I'm sorry?
What about the 20 loaves of bread? He brings them? They
get
one? Like
Eim Avin and Lechem. We had two shots of what Eim Avin and Lechem mean. Didn't we have in the... Now, the money has Ayla and Shlomim here. Ayla has Me'ilah. Shlomim doesn't have Me'ilah. So the guy uses part of the money. Did he do Me'ilah? The answer is no. He might have been using the Shlomim money. But if he uses most of the money, even though it says Kulon, the Rash said that means right, then for sure he's using some Ayla money. So he's either Me'ilah. So Me'ilah the Kulon, the Ayla Me'ilah the Mitzasa. He's mile if he uses most of the money, but if he only uses a little of the money, he's not mile, because that might be slumming money, and there's no me'ilah in slumming. We mentioned that earlier in the week. Eilu Lailasi. Now, it comes a different thing in the Braisa. Eilu Lailasi. The guy had $100, he took 50 out and said, this is for my Eilu. And then he died. And now there's undesignated money of Chatas and Shlomim. But there's Chatas money here, undesignated. Now, Locha is Yavi Ayla, Yemei Ayla, Yavi Ayla, Mayla, Behem, because Ayla, Lashar Yifulim Dava. Because the minute there's Chatas money mixed in, it goes to the Dava. That's the price of saying. If there's Chatas in the mixture, undesignated, there's Allah Lamaish Mishinai. If there's no chatas in the mixture, then there's no halacha of a mixture.
And then what do you do with that mixture then? You don't bring the davas. What do you do with it?
You have ayla, have shlomim. Buy two animals and say the ayla money in here goes for this animal and the shlomim money in here goes for this animal. Because there's no Yam HaMelech mixture here. There's nothing. There's no chatas involved.
So what's the difference in it going as a regular Ola and a regular Shlomim like this case versus if it goes as a Dava of an Ola and a Dava of a Shlomim? What's the difference?
Okay. The Dava doesn't mean the guy brings anything. The Dava means he takes the money, he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, there's a box there that the Beit HaMikdash uses to buy oilas when the Mizbeach is empty. And that's not this guy's personal carbon. This is the Tzibur's carbon. He puts the money in the box, and he goes home, and he eats dinner if his wife serves him.
Okay, I didn't have that. Uh-huh.
Oil and shlomim is a person's own kavanah. Nedava is a nidus seed goes to the box of nedava. And that wouldn't work. There's lots of money here. Halacha l'maisha mishinah. Or going to a shlok is a pasuk. Let's read the Russian there. Asar l'shayim Jerusalem. The Mechatas Yehul Yama Melech. The Mechatas. Talking about the guy died. But the Shefta Tani Behed Yomech. The bright sense of Shefta says the word he died. The Meilun Bekulon Eim Meilun Bemitzasan. Li Nira Lav Davke Bekulon El Berupa. Even most of it. Shayim and Dava. The Mechatas Muram Behed. The Meilun Bekulon. The Mechata. The Eim Meilun Bemitzasan. The Eim Yilu Bemitzasan. Right. Now here is a very big thing. Okay, let me set up the case and let me show the Gemara the Chiddush. I mean, the Grosh gears to the Gemara because he has trouble. I mean, he brings down to change the gears to the Gemara. He feels it's a mistake in our Gemara. Let me set up the case. The guy had $100. He took $50 out for Chatas. I'm sorry, take it back. He took $50 out for Ayla. And then he died. So he left Stumim of Chatas and Shlomim. What happens to the money? It goes to the Dava. He uses part of it. The Braisa says there's no Me'ilah. It's Shlomim money. Why? It's going to the Dava. Once it goes to the Dava, it's all Ayla money. It should be mild. Again, he died if he separated the Ayla. He left the chatas and the shlomim in the mix. It's suman. Now, welcome to my Mishnah. Says it goes to Nedava. What is Nedava?
I thought it goes to Yamamelach if there's any chatas in it.
Again, undesignated, suman. He had $100. He separated Eilam money, $50. He left undesignated $50. That $50 is supposed to be used for Chatas and Shlomim. And he died. It was undesignated. It's Tumim. It goes to the Dabba. What should happen is that he could have me even any little bit, because now it's the double money. Yet the Brisa says it's considered shlomim money until he actually deposits it into the double box. So the Gra says, change the Gersa, the Ein Umayulim Behen, period. Umayulim Behen. Any part of it, because it's the double money right away. And the double money, there's Mila. Our Gersa says, only if you use most of it. So Taisus asks, why? It's Nadava money. The Taisus says, it doesn't become Nadava money until you get there. It's a very big finish. But that's what Taisus explains. The Rush doesn't address the issue. I think what, Dr. Harris, what you're struggling with is the concept, the difference is even for Rushim and Suman. The first thing we have to establish in every case was this money a mix without designation or with designation. Separating one of the three does not designate the other two. It only designates.
I know, but I tell that best. So, but if you we separate, but Rava said if you separate the chatas and you leave the other two, they're not designated, but it's considered as if they're designated. It's Hari Haim Russian.
No. They're not before Russian. But there's no halacha.
What does that mean?
Okay, so let's step back. Let's say there wouldn't be halacha l'maisa mishtinai by suman. Let's say there was no halacha l'maisa mishtinai. And a guy had ma'as suman, undesignated, for chatas, ayla, and shlomim. What would you do? Undesignated.
I don't know.
No halacha l'maisa mishtinai. The guy died.
You bring him.
He left undesignated money. He died. And there's no, let's say, make believe that there's no halacha l'maisa mishtinai. What would you do?
I don't know.
I know. You would throw it all to the Yamamelech. It's chatas money mixed in. What would be, without halacha l'maisa mishtinai, if a person had oilin shlomim money undesignated, no chatas involved, and he died? I don't love the mic, but what we do?
You bring those korbanos, all in shlomim.
You bring half for one and half for the other. So what Rav is saying is, the halakha of the mic mishnah was only said if chatas money is a player in this mixture. If chatas money is not a player in this mixture, there is no halakha of the mic mishnah. So you do what you just said, bring halfway and one half the other way. Because there's no chatas in this mixture, because he separated the chatas. But the Eilam Shlomim were separated. They're suman, but there's no halacha l'maisa mishtinai. But let's say he separated the Eilam money, and he didn't separate the chatas.
So now there's chatas in the mixture.
Therefore, there's halacha l'maisa mishtinai.
And it goes to the Yalam Melech.
No. The government, the halacha l'maisa mishtinai. That's the halacha l'maisa mishtinai. That undesignated money that has chatas in the mixture goes l'ndava, not l'yam ha'melech. I think we have to, the halacha l'maisa mishtinai was a chiddush. Without it, the halachas would be totally different. But what Rebbe is saying, that only applies if there's a chatas involved. If the chatas is not involved, then no halacha l'maisa mishtinai. Do what you would have done without halacha l'maisa mishtinai. Because there is none in a case where chatas is not involved. And I walk along my committee night only on stumim. So the first thing we have to define is there stumim here or mafarashim? Once it's stumim, is there a chatas involved or not involved? If there is involved, there's halacha l'maisa b'sinai. If it's not involved, there's no halacha l'maisa b'sinai. I hope I clarified.
The last line in Amud Aleph, Harei Hein Kimufarashin, is going on which money?
No, we treat all three like Mufarashin, meaning there's no halacha l'maisa b'sinai. What would happen without halacha l'maisa b'sinai if it were stumim? We would treat it like mufarashim. There would be no difference.
So the end result is that the chatas goes to Yam HaMelech.
Yes.
Right? Russian. And yes. What is mufarashim of Ola and Shlamim? What happens?
Half by the half Shlamim.
And they're brought on the carbon.
Yes, they can be brought.
Whereas
Stumim and Mufarashim would have the same halacha, if not of the halacha l'maisa b'sinai.
Right, but if we used halacha l'maisa b'sinai, if it would apply there, it would go l'nedava. That's the difference. Okay, understand.
What Rav is saying is, no halacha l'maisa b'sinai unless chatas is in the mixture. If there's no chatas involved, make believe there's no halacha l'maisa b'sinai, which means stumim and mufarashim are not different.
Right.
Stumim and mufarashim are not different. I'm not going to start the next sugya because this was so complicated. The next sugya is going to take us for a ride. We'll never get anywhere. So I'll leave it here. Everybody should have a happy, healthy summer. I think you should erase question 9 and 10. Because I was counting on Rabbi Marcus getting further than this. I was counting on, yeah. So I think that, what's the list? You have the questions in front of you?
Yeah, why doesn't din of, this is 9, why doesn't the din of Nedava apply to items which are not like money?
Right, so remove that question and remove 10.
All right.
And everybody have a happy, healthy summer. And Mir Tisham Beis Elul. Tuesday, we'll get together again. And I apologize for not being able to get a substitute. I tried.
Okay.
Okay. Rabbi, when do we resume? When do we resume?
Tuesday, August, I believe it's the 26th.
Thank you.
August 6th.
It's Tuesday, August 20-something. I believe, I don't have a calendar in front of me. My granddaughter is getting married on the 21st, and that's Thursday. So the 23rd is Shabbos. The 25th is Monday. So Tuesday morning, the 26th. I believe.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, sure.